Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of the hat.
Again?
Exactly. All right. So anyway, this is take three. So this is our February 16th audio boo, and we are for February. And this is about our dinner party. And we've decided that since we're both doing this together, that we get to each choose four people, and those four people don't necessarily have to interact with one another.
But they can if they want to.
They can if they want. But my dinner party guests don't have to play with your dinner party guests. And that was not a consideration in our choosing of the four people that each of us chose.
Okay.
Okay, that's our
I think we should go, like, I'll do one and then you do one. I'll do one and you do one.
Oh, all right. That's fine.
Okay, so.
You go first.
My first choice is Stephen Hawking because I think he's cool and, I wish I was as smart as he is. Also wish I had as much money as he does. That goes without saying.
Excuse me.
So I just think he would be, you know.
And we have plenty of technology for him to play with.
Absolutely.
There you go. All right. All right, who's your second one?
It's your turn.
It's my turn. My first choice, and this popped into my head right away when I saw this topic, was Johnny Carson. Because it can be living or dead, and even though he's dead, I think that he would have so many stories to tell.
Yeah.
And stories that, you know, that he couldn't tell on the air. And, you know, he knew so many people in Hollywood and, you know, so many celebrities, and I just think he would be fascinating to just sit and listen to. Because he was, for, you know, 35 years or 40 years, the quintessential interviewer. He asked very simple questions, and he just let the people talk. And he was just, there was nobody that was his equal. And I don't think there ever will be. I want to be Johnny Carson when I grow up. So, but that's my first guest. Okay?
So my second guest is a historian, and I was a history major when I was in college, and there are, for me, as a young college student, there were very few books that I was assigned in classes other than some of the English courses that I took that I read like fiction books. Couldn't put them down. Couldn't wait to read the next assignment, and usually in this particular book, I was ahead. But this is a book called The Armada by Garrett Mattingly, and I would really enjoy talking to him and finding out how he did his research. I know you guys don't care. It's, like, really boring, but the book is great. If you ever get a chance to read it and you have an interest in the Elizabethan time period, it is a just amazing, amazing book. And his portrayal of Mary, Queen of Scots, and lots of different things is, for me, it was great. And I would really like to meet him and talk to him about that and other things he'd written and hear what he had to say about, you know, scholarship in general.
Okay. Okay, my second person is also a media person. Hello, dog. Oh, not this again.
5:58.
And I would like to pick, or invite, I suppose. You know, they could turn us down. I would like to pick Pat Sajak, because I just think he's very, very funny. And he is one of those people who does not say a lot of things that occur to him. And I've seen him on some humor lists, and he's just very, very dry and very kind of... I think there's a lot that he doesn't say that he would just love to say. Like, can you bounce anymore? Or, you know, jump up and down during the wheel? And I just think I think a lot of people don't get him. And I just think he would be very funny and again, very interesting to have around and to talk with. So there. Okay. So, Johnny Carson, Pat Sajak, go.
my guest number three is, I can't remember if he's still alive or not, is Herb Skor, who was a phenomenal pitcher for the Cleveland Indians, the team of my youth. His career was shortened because he was pitching and a guy hit the ball back through the infield that hit him in the head, and he lost the sight in one eye because of that. And so he became the color commentator on the radio station. And I listened to him call games for years. And when there would be rain delays in the old days, they'd leave the announcers on. And, you know, he would tell stories. And sometimes during old-timers games, they'd have some of the old-timers go up in the booth after their game, and they would tell old baseball stories. And it was awesome. And I would like to talk to him and hear some of the stories he couldn't tell on the radio.
All right. My next person, this is three, right? My next person, I think, is Anne McCaffrey.
Oh, you took my fourth person.
I'm sorry. Because would you like me to switch?
No, I'll think of another one.
All right. Well, we can share one, I suppose. But Anne McCaffrey, because I'm just fascinated by people who can build worlds and just create such a rich environment for characters to develop. And I mean, there's an ecosystem and social strata and all kinds of things in the whole Dragon Rider series. If you've never read them, they are phenomenal, and it's a classic science fiction series that just will never be equaled. And I think she would be. And we just lost her last year or year before last. She has not been dead very long. So I just think she would be really interesting. So go ahead.
So
number four.
My number four now has to be someone different. So I'm thinking, since they can be alive or dead, I picked something from all of the things I'm interested in, one from science, one from history, one from sports, and my other interest was going to be, you know, dragons and things. But now I'll pick music, and I think I will pick Dan Fogelberg, because I want to ask him about some of his songs, and what did they mean, and what did they mean to him, and how do you play some of those chords? Because I can't figure some of them out. And can you just give me some hints? And I would, you know, I think that he would be an interesting person to meet, and stupid cancer had to take him away from us, and that's just wrong.
Yeah. Okay, and my last one is someone who is actually still alive, and I've seen her on Twitter, and every time I see her say something on Twitter, I always go, okay, I really would love to meet her, because I just think she would be a classy lady, and that's Nichelle Nichols. And, you know, she's a very talented singer, and along with her being in Star Trek, I just think she would just be fascinating. And she's done lots of things with NASA, which is another big thing of both of ours, and I just think they would be fun to hang around with. One person who I would like to throw in for both of us, that neither one of us really said, but I bet we would both agree on, is Mike Massimino.
That'd be awesome. I would like to just, yeah.
Yeah. He is Astro Mike, right?
Right.
On Twitter, and he's an astronaut with NASA and has been in space a few times and worked on the Hubble telescope.
Yeah,
and he's
how
just
cool is
fascinating.
That? And he's just, like an MIT guy.
And he just sounds like a regular guy who'd you see down at the. He sounds like a guy who'd be a firefighter in New York City or something.
Yeah, you know, like I'd like to just sit and have a beer with him.
Right.
And see how.
So, anyway, so shout out to Astro Mike.
Yeah.
And Kate will probably go, yeah, Astro Mike is cool. So that's our our four plus one for
both
of us.
Hold on, and I want all my dogs to be there.
Oh, absolutely. All the puppies should be there. Okay, we can't go further down that road or we'll both cry. And that would be embarrassing.
Yes.
So that's our dinner party, and it would be fine. And we'd like to invite all the rest of you.
Yeah.
So there you go.